Yes, I'm good in this.
So, this part, thing, that's all. Yes, there is a system. Hari Hari, Abhe Lore, Bhai Bhai Suri, Radhika Govinda Vali, Nandi, Bhutya, Swari. Then I will tell Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
Yes, five
minutes, so then. And automatically, a chain of and then my desktop will be top. Then I rare only. Then it this day will come. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami do. Have mercy upon me. So that I make it. सदनिधिकिर्य परपिपा पुरुष मोरया प्रार्थना फले सदा नर
यू आर माय बिलवेड वन विदाउट यू आई कैन नॉट लिव आई एम एक्सकस्टम्ड फ्रॉम माय वाइफ टू डू दिस एंड ब्रज आई वांटेड टू टॉक समटाइम्स आई यूज दिस वर्ड टू गोपी But they were more expert than me. They used also. In return, they used to tell me, you can get out from our fingers here. O Rukmanjari, tell this black one not to enter my kunj. And he told two gopis, Rukprati Manjari, to stand on the gate of that kunj. Never he should come in any way. He knows so many tricks, he may come in disguising of any woman, very flower making or anyone, Mohini, sometimes in other set may come. Because he is friend of Subal, Subal make Krishna like woman, Kishori, should always be careful and this black should not come anywhere. And Krishna comes and folding hands, telling to gopis, I want to see Srimati Radhika, and they are telling you, you cannot come, you should go out. Where you are before, you should go again there. Don't come here. So I was their custom, and that is why I told that in response you will tell something that I will enjoy. But I think that you are not like so. You are very soft. Hearing this, gradually, again, life came and he began to pray with Krishna. So many things. So in Dwarka there are so many things, so many pastimes of Krishna, but yet no birth there. And especially in Mathura there is Vrindavan, Gokul. So he is telling, Vaikuntha Dapisodaratmajavita Dharavati Jyapriya यत्र शीर्षतनिन्दि पट्टमहेशबिन्दै प्रमुखेलति प्रेमक्षेत्रम् असौ ततो मथुरा श्रेष्ठा हरेर्जन्मत यत्र श्री ब्रज एव राजिकतरां तामेव नित्यम् अहं भजे मथुरा इज सुपीरियर बिकॉज देयर इज वृंदावन इन मथुरा इन मथुरा मंडल ब्रज मंडल इज देयर सिचुएटेड सो मथुरा इज सो सुपीरियर लाइक इन दिस वर्ल्ड Bharat Bhumi is there in world, so world is so superior. And in this world, in Prithvi, this here is Mathura, and in Mathura, Vrindavan. Mathura for Govardhan. Govardhan for Radha Pranitya. Gradually going. This body, after this mind, Man Buddhi Hankar Chitta, and after that, soul, and in soul, Krishna is there, and in Krishna, Srimati Radhika is there. That is why this body, human body, is so supreme. So like this, Radha contains soul and life of all these things. So he is telling like this. The interior thoughts of Vrindavan,
are considered superior to Mathura
because of the presence of the 12 forests.
Yes.
Because 12 forests are in Mathura Mandal. And in 12 forests, Vrindavan. Area 16 miles.
Close.
Govardhan, Nandagaon, Barsana, all included there. Then?
Dvadasavan, such as Palavan, Madhuvan, and Bahulavan, which are famous for the various pastimes of the Lord. Thus, the interior Vrindavan forest is considered superior to Mathura, but superior to these forests is the divine Govardhan Hill, because Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill like an umbrella.
Something hidden. He is hiding something here. Because we are not qualified. Not only the reason that Krishna lifted Govardhan on his hand, but there are so many groves. So many ponds, so many
fountains,
where goats playing with Krishna, cow herding is there. Govardhan is farming by all means, all senses, giving grasses, giving sweet fruits, very sweet water, giving thorn to them, Krishna, making goats where Radha and Krishna can play there. And among them, Radha Kundi is also there, Sam Kundi is there, like Krishna and Radha himself. So Govardhan is superior. More than Vrindavan, he will tell. More than Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is only superior for watching Ras Leela was done under the shade of Bansibat. But thus, Ras Leela was not prominent. Because it was Panchayati Raj. Panchayati Raj means?
All kinds of gopis.
All kinds of gopis. Even? Even the gopis who were at first had the Sadhan Siddha. Sadhan Siddha, you know? Sadhan Siddha. From Dandakaranya. 60,000. And from Janakpuri, from Ajodhya, and so many kinds of gopis were there. Even those who were not became associates of Radhika. No, not like the there are not bodily of
manifestations.
And paksha, vipaksha, suhi, tataksha. So many kinds of gopis were there. Also in that book, in gopis, there were some that were not qualified, they were checked by their husbands. And they gave it up their bodies or anything. Taking Krishna from their eyes, taking Krishna in their heart, and breast so that all evils went out. They were also there. They have all participated that cross. But in Govardhan or Radhakund, a special gopi, only the parties of Srimati Radhika, not anyone else. So this Rasa is more superior than that. So he is telling, what? Govardhan means, because Krishna lifted Govardhan like an umbrella. But one or who there?
It is also at Govardhan Hill that Krishna sings the cows with his cowherd friends. And there also he had his rendezvous with his most beloved Sri Radha, and engaged in loving pastimes with her. Radha Kund, at the foot of Govardhan, is superior to all, because it is there that love of Krishna overflows. Advanced devotees prefer to reside at Radhakund.
Advanced devotees. What is advanced devotees? Being serving their Gurudev, hearing. And they have come into middle, that is, Madhyamadhika. Always remembering, chanting all these things. You must be advanced devotee. They should not be for long, long time, 15 years, 25 years, 50 years, 100 years, last year. Only we should be in Ganesha Bihari. Swamiji does not want. He has told previously that we have not come here to be only in Kanishka Adhikari. We must try to advance. So, the advanced devotee prefers to reside at Radhakund because this place is the site of many memories of eternal loving affairs between Krishna and Radharani. Rati Vilas. We can say it tomorrow because one hour has come. It seems that 5 minutes we have it for. So I think that it will take so much time, but it is so good because Swami is telling all these things. So I want to read all these things, and also I want that you should test all these things. And by this, knowing all these things, you should try to be advanced, not to be not only Kanishka Adhikari. Our way to Krishna should not be blocked. That you are not qualified. And you will not be any time qualified to read this. Don't read Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto. Then why Vyasa has written all these things? Why? In the council of Parikshit Maharaj, when he was hearing Bhagavatam, all kinds of karmi, jnani, yogi, tapasvi, all were there. And by the words of Sukadeva Goswami, all were purified. Then why we will not be purified if we have come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swamiji line? Why not? We are also qualified to have these things. We will be qualified. So we should try to understand the deep meanings of Swamiji, deep meanings of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I pray Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and all our disciples acharya to be merciful to you all, so also to me. He should sprinkle his mercy to us. God Pranamaya. Tenth canto. Damodar Leela. I have told so many pastimes of Krishna. Now he has become 3.5 years old. Though he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he has forgotten everything, that he is himself God, or Supreme Personality of Godhead. And actually he is some love and affection from his mother as natural in this world. Krishna is not pretending anything, or he is not acting like that. That being Supreme Personality of Godhead, I should do like this, not this. Actually, what he is feeling, what he is doing, in natural way. How he is doing? Yog Maya is helping. By Yog Maya, Krishna has himself forgotten these things, and also Yashoda Maya and all the Brajavasis, even the peacocks of Vrindavan, deers of Vrindavan, lacks time, have more knowledge than Brahma. They can create Brahma also. But by the Yoga Maya, all has forgotten. They are not any Baddhaji or Muktaji. not a liberated soul. What they are?
Eternal
associate. In two ways, either expansion of Krishna himself or expansion of Srimati Radhika. And they have also forgotten everything. For example, I may set an example. How anyone can love Krishna? As I was reading Brihat Bhagavatamritam, I explain all things from on the basis of Brihat Bhagavatamritam. I used to think, Bhakti was so affectionate to Krishna. Why? You know? Why Pandavas are so affectionate to Krishna? Why? Then you can have some idea that how Yashoda was so much having so much love and affection for Krishna. Otherwise we cannot. If we are not coming in regular process from down to up, we can hear the glory of Prabhupada. But I cannot marry any very qualified person. But I can marry only qualified also and having so much love and affection and service to Krishna. That is why. But these gopis, especially Yashoda and all, are much more lax than Draupadi also. What it is, here is telling how Yashoda used to love Krishna. Sometimes Draupadi, thinking that Krishna is Lord of Lords, he always nourishes us and protects us and sets us. So he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So sometimes, holding like hands, oh Prabhu like this. But Yashoda never did like so. Any gopi? Never. If Krishna wanted to show their appellants to gopis, then they joke with Krishna. But not like Arjuna and Draupadi too, with folding hands, praying. Never did. They always knew that Krishna is our beloved. They used to control Krishna even. So here, Sukadeva Goswami, being very happy, he's telling to Parikshit Maharaj, I want that anyone should love Krishna like Maya Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. How? Ekada Krishna Dasesu Yashoda Geha Nandini Karman Sarne Yuktasu Nirma Mantra Sandari. I have told that story, that how Yashoda was churning that Dadhi caught. One day he sent her all maid servants. At that day was Deepavali. Deepavali means Deepavali Utsav. In India, it is a very big festival there. At that day, lakhs and lakhs devotees will go to Govardhan and they will give tribute to Govardhan. Everywhere, lakhs and lakhs tribute. And next day, there will be Govardhan Annakut Mahotsav. Last year, fortunately, we were there and did this festival. So he sent all these. Dasi, seventh, Sanli Yashoda was there. He took the vessel of curds and she was chanting that kiss. Krishna was sleeping in Brahma Mahotsa. That was about 4. And he was sleeping Yashoda was so much absorbed in singing and chanting. She was singing. She was remembering the pastimes of little boy Krishna. How he was playing here, there, and what he was doing. To going in the houses of gopis, stealing butter and everything. How sweet pastimes he was doing. And singing, Govinda Damo Ramadhamedi. Kalesam ghatatandulamcha sanghantayanto musalai pramubha gayanti gopya janita anuraga govindadamo only Yashoda. Grihe grihe gopabadhu samuha. In all surrounding houses, all the gopis, like the same way, chanting, study, and singing like this. Govinda dama. Over whole breath. But this sound was what? Everywhere. Echo was going everywhere. So combine tune of all the gopis with churning sound and with their tangle sound like karpal and mridanga. So melodious. That Krishna woke at once. Where this sound is coming from? After at that time, so many gopis were picking their parrots. But, oh Sukh, you should tell like me. Follow me, follow me. And they were also with this gopis. They were telling, Govinda Dhamo Dharma. Krishna says here, Mother, when he woke. Krishna cannot stay anywhere if anyone singing like this. He will be thousand and thousand miles, lakh miles away from that place. Krishna may be sleeping, but he cannot sleep. He will have to come there. So his mother was singing, how Krishna can sleep there? So he at once slept that way. And weeping, Damodari himself, Govindi himself weeping. To hear this same song and to go to her mother. So, he was very little boy, so very hardly, with very good adventure. Anyhow, he came down from the high bed by the help of his stomach and he came down. What singing? So, okay. You can come here with mridanga. Fire will come. By the mantra, in their bow as arrow, serpents will come. Sometimes more will come. So many things. No cloud, nothing but they will. And they can do everything. They can make Siri.
A staircase.
From heaven to earth. Anything they can do. So, Yashoda was wearing very fine silken sari. Pasukatitate Bibhati Natta Sukram Sukranattam. His rest, his rest, sought he like lion, and breast very
white.
So beautiful that you can imagine by that, that Krishna is so beautiful, coming from her own. So beautiful. Tears were coming when she was singing these songs. Asra Sakti, Kampa, Romancha, Asru, Pulak, all were coming. Hair standing like Kadamba flowers. Heart melting, everything. And she was doing so, so by this, sweats were coming. In morning, even at time of four, it may be that, that time in Kartik month, some cold temperature, but even sweats like puddles were coming. No? Karabhegalit malati nirvimanta. There was multi mala here. And one, by doing so, they were falling, and they were falling. Krishna saw that my mother is absorbed in singing my all these things. He came near us, more near us, and was weeping loudly, loudly, louder, and louder, more louder, loudest. But she was not hearing. So we should be observed in the time of kirtan, like Yashoda. Then Krishna will hear. Otherwise we are singing Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Nama Krishna, Jadavaye Nama, Jadavaye Madhavaye. And watching, looking after all the audience that, oh, all are charming or not. And if I will see that some part they are charming, then I will dance like this. If there is no bigger
audience
and no advance, nothing. What is this? This is not kirtan. Actually, not kirtan. This is not kirtan. Or kirtan to be like this object. Who is hearing, not Krishna is hearing. Only we will have to see. Not to make hear of all any audience, but for Krishna. Krishna should hear. And if Krishna is pleased, everything is okay. And if Krishna is not pleased, and all audience will clap so much, oh, very good, very good. Nothing is there. So we should be of that, like Yashoda, if you want to love and to serve Krishna. So she was so much of that. Krishna at once came nearer and he catch hold of
Charning
speech. And with one his own right hand he took the bell of Mother Yashoda. Why you are doing so? I'm so hungry. You should get your
breast.
I want to take milk. Yashoda saw that who is here, at once he took Krishna in his life. And began to
suck.
Hamaru money thakte. And he began to soak the of Krishna hair. And he took his veil up, he covered, and he gave her best to Krishna. Now Krishna was happy, and with his with his satisfaction, he began to choose Shakit. Grihitva gadimanthanam nadat prasyat pratimavahan. And then, as soon as Yashoda was seeing that a milk pot kept on the fire to become cold was there, and some heat was more, and that is why he was selling on the fire. This was the salt. See that this milk is thinking like this, that I wanted to serve Krishna, but I see here that there is a very big problem. Mother Yashoda has ocean of milk in her breast. Even that ocean, Karnab Desai, Vishnu Khirob Desai, may dry. But Yashoda milk never dry. But on the other hand, Krishna, this stomach, is more bigger than lakhs and lakhs world can come in this. So big appetite. So milk of the what? Khirodasai, Khirod the ocean, will not quench the thirst of Krishna. So milk is thinking very big ocean, endless ocean of milk is in Yashoda breast, and Krishna's appetite is so weak that whole world can come in this, but never will be full up. So Krishna, who will take me, accept me? So I should die. Any devotee thinks like this, if I cannot serve Krishna, no use of our keeping life. Narottam Thakur is telling like this, Gurapahuna bhajiya mainu prema ratana dhana helaya herai. अधने जतन करी धनते अगिनु आपन कर्म फले आपने डुबिनु केनवा जछय प्राण की सुख लगिया नरोत्तम दास केनो ना देलो मरिया. स्वामी जी श्रील भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज विथ हारमोनियम waiting just to sing this kirtan. Perhaps there is a cassette of this kirtan. Why I am sitting? Why I am living? I am not going to die. I have no love and affection for Krishna, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Fish can die if it is taken out of water. And I have no a very particle of love in me, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why I am living? I should die at once. But problem is this, I cannot die. Fish can die at once, but I cannot die because my heart is made of thunderbolt. And thinking this is weeping, weeping bitterly. Do we weep like this when we are doing kirtan? Nothing. So with kirtan, when we are doing all kirtan, we should be observed and having these modes in us. Yashoda is doing like that, and his heart is melting. He had all these symptoms of sattvic bhava. Yashoda says, he's so bustle levity, having so much affection. He wanted to pacify that milk, don't worry. I'm just coming, I will save me, you. I will stop my giving milk to Krishna and I will make you qualified to serve him. I will give a chance. And Krishna will take it. I will make makhan, ravadi, rasagulla, and so many things from that milk. So, at once she wanted to keep Krishna away from her lap. And he very easily wanted to keep Krishna there on earth. But Krishna applied his whole strength, being Supreme Personality of Godhead. All Shakti, all power he used there. He took his mouth very strongly. And he catch hold of Yashoda breast here like monkeys with teeth. So he went, Krishna was not ready to give up her mother this. You know, you remember Sukana. He had 10,000 of millions, 10,000 elephants strong. And he tried to get rid of that. And Krishna was easily taking her dress, not using his power, only shocking, very little. But yet he could not get rid of that. And Yashoda, for Yashoda, he used his whole power. And he catch hold very tightly from mouth, from hand, from face, like this. But Yashoda said, oh, be here. And Krishna saw that very easily. And he said, check me. So he became angry so much. Like this. His where?
Trembling.
His eyes became some reddish. So I was not satisfied, and yet my mother did so. So that went to save that milk. Oh, don't go to fire. Don't burn. I will use you. I will give you a chance to serve Krishna. So Yashoda went at once, and he gave water. What is the meaning? That don't weep, don't weep. And with her, well, with water he washed the tears of devotees. Don't weep. Don't try to not die, give up. I will give you a chance. So this is the behavior of high qualities of Uttam Bhagavata are like Mother Yashoda. Sometimes she gives chance to Rohimaya, to others, all never mothers, that they should serve my Krishna. And that is why she was giving chance to Putana also. She is so
generous.
They should also be generous like this. We should try to give chance to other junior Vaishnavas, junior god brothers, junior Vaishnavas, like this. When you are generous, then you can be like them, very qualified. Then Krishna will be so much happy to you. So, Yashoda went there and he pacified milk devotee. Don't weep, don't try to get your life in fire. And with water is sprinkled, and he set that milk. When she set the milk and wanted to come again where she was churning, she at once saw that Krishna is not there. Where he has gone? He saw that all the curds have come out from that vessel. How it came? She said, no broken anywhere. She came nearer. What Krishna did when mother went to pacify that milk? Krishna was so angry. He was not satisfied. So, like boys naturally, she wanted to give lesson to her mother. Oh, you have not given milk and you have run there. So Krishna was not satisfied from upside, it seems. But what is the real fact there? Here Annabhilasitasunam, apply this slok. Annabhilasitasunam, jnanukarmabjanabhritam, anukullena krishnanusilanam bhaktiruttamam. What is bhakti? To please Krishna. The cultivation of our all activities, only to please Krishna. By, through, body, mind, speech, and mental movements, modes. It goes up to Mahabhava, beginning from Shraddha, and up to that. When we are in Sadhan, two more adjectives should be there. Anna Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Adi Anavastam. When we are practicing bhakti, cultivating our bhakti by body, mind and spirit, by modes of mind, that is prem, sneh, maan, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, all these things. Then it is uttama bhakti. But when in this world, not uttama bhakti will be done. If there is anyabhilas and covered by jnana, karma, yoga and all other things. So in this world, up to bhav, there is some mixture of all these things, anyabhilas, jnana and karma. So it is very hard to be in uttama bhakti, pure bhakti. Very hard. But in Golok Vrindavan, these two adjectives are not there. Annabhilasita, sunya jnana karmadi. There is no annabhilasita. No requirement of testing worldly desires. Other than only Krishna prema should go on. And also there is no jnana karma, anything. So far Yashoda, all these are not applicable. Annabhilasita, sunya jnana karmadani. Even for deers, creepers, trees, animals, they are all liberated souls. But in this world, we will have to take care. That all, if we are serving Krishna, there should be no ambition other than serving Krishna. And it should be with no intervals.
Uninterrupted.
Always what?
Continuous.
Always. Like Tayudharavat Abhichinnagati. Tayudharavata?
Unbroken flow of oil.
Like madhu.
Like honey.
It will honey and from up to down. That we will live. So if anyone going 24 hours like this, uninterrupted, and having no jnana karma there, and not any wish of this world to test, then it will be uttama bhakti. Otherwise not. Here, if Krishna is weeping or he is laughing, no harm. We should see the heart of devotee. Whether he is cultivating his all these things, his mind, soul and body, or speech are everything. To please Krishna, sometimes it will not be seen like this. Here the same thing. Yashoda was living Krishna here, or Yashoda sits here. It seems that milk is so much dear than Krishna. And Krishna is waiting for her milk and she stops. Krishna become upset and he was weeping. Still he kept his Krishna here and went to save milk. It seems that he is so, milk is so dear to Yashoda, more than Krishna, and Krishna is weeping. What is this? No pleasure of Krishna. But it is called bhakti. Why? Yashoda wants that only my breast milk will not do. What will Krishna take afterward? So this milk will be made like butter, like rasagulla, rabdi and so many things, and Krishna will take and be stronger. So Yashoda is testifying Krishna and Krishna is weeping. But the activities of Yashoda is only to for Krishna, for welfare. In other hand, you should charan musti. They are wrestling with Krishna. And now Krishna is so happy to test Dira Ras. Dira Ras means?
Chivalry.
Fighting. And he, for so long time he wanted to test it. Now he had yes chance. And he was so happy and doing life so, and he was wrestling with and he was smiling there. Those his eyes were red. And they wanted to kill Krishna. But Krishna was happy. This happy is not, making happy is not bhakti. Because it is somewhat patikul.
Unfavorable.
They want to kill Krishna. So this is not bhakti. So here, Krishna is from upside, he is upset and he is angry. But yet, the activities of Soda will be highest topic of bhakti. Sometimes Krishna is there, in courtyard he is playing, and he makes his sword dirty with mud and stone. Yashoda came and gave a very slap to Krishna. What he was doing?